Hi, I'm Steve Douglas, and today on Making Your Life Count.
I think people, if they can see others who are dealing with a physical battle or a cancer battle and have the right attitude, I think that spreads.
Cancer. When Pat Williams heard that word, it really changed his thinking. And as a result, he's had some amazing conversations during treatment.
Well, one nurse told me very early on, she said, do not come in here, you know, with a long face on. She said, come in here with an optimistic spirit. There are people sitting in these chairs, you know, these chemo chairs who are look like the world has ended. She said, go visit some of them, talk to them, give them a word of encouragement, give them a pep talk, and open dialogue with them. And so I've tried to do that over these last 2 years, because it can be pretty depressing, you know, when you walk and look at these people who are really going through some tough, scary times in their life. And so she said, be the cheerleader for them.
And that is exactly what Pat has tried to do.
Doesn't mean I can sit there and lead them to Christ, because I got to get into my chair and get the chemo started. But, you know, you can always put in a good word for the Lord. And I think so much of it's just your attitude. You know, as Christians, we need to be radiant and joyous, particularly in tough times. You know, that we're not beaten and whipped and, you know, have given up. So I think a lot of it is just our facial demeanor and our attitude and how we talk and how we express ourselves. I think that the Lord uses that in a very powerful way. And I think people, if they can see others who are dealing with a physical battle or a cancer battle and have the right attitude, I think that spreads.
Even your attitude can lend hope to people when they see Jesus Christ in you.